back about 10 years ago, I was belonged to a 727th transportation company, and we deployed to Iraq. And when we came back, we wanted to do something for the community because they gave us such great support while we were deployed. And we had some soldiers that got hurt over there, so we contacted the Disabled American Veterans. We picked that charity to raise some money for, and we found out they had a hospital transportation network. And us being a transportation company, that's kind of where it started from 10 years ago. And it's evolved, still going today, and it's grown.
So how do I get involved in the charity poker run if I want to get on board?
Depending on how you want to get on board, we accept donations. If you want to be a contributor or sponsor and that, you can donate. Prizes, cash, whatever goes to... And then if you're a rider or want to come out in your car or whatever, our charity run takes place Saturday, the 30th here coming up. And we'll start at the Brookings National Guard Armory. Registration starts at 10. We'll have a ride brief at 11:50, and we'll take off at 12 with the police department escorting us down Main Street and out to the route. And we head out to the Flandreau Vet Center is our first stop, and then on to the Madison VFW, the Arlington American Legion, up to the Esteline American Legion, and it's back to the Brookings Armory, where the Brookings VFW will host our final stop, where we draw the cards and award the three places. And we've got a whole lot of door prizes to give away that have been donated to this event.
So there'll be a little, you'll be hanging around at the Brookings National Guard Armory for a while when you get back, right?
That's correct. Okay. Last year, it took us about an hour to award the three winning poker hands and give away all the door prizes we had.
Okay. Can I just show up at the event on Saturday? Do I need to pre-register?
Nope. You just show up at between 10 and 12 and register, and you're on board.
And you raise money, and the money goes to again?
It goes to the Disabled American Veterans Hospital Transportation Network. It's the network in the state. There's 29 vans statewide that... make sure that veterans that don't have a means of transportation to the VA facilities or family to get them there, it's kind of their lifeline to their doctor's appointments.
Say. Wow. And how much money have you been giving to them? How successful have you been?
Last year we gave them a check for $16,650. To date, the first 9 years, we've raised approximately $65,450 for the network.
Outstanding. That is outstanding. And again, I just show up on Saturday the 30th. No pre-registering. And again, I don't have to ride a motorcycle either, do I?
Nope. It's any vehicle's welcome, rain or shine.